You're listening to SBS News.
Hi everyone, Ricardo Gonsalves here with SBS On The Money from the SBS Newsroom. It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap. Ahead, the Australian share market snapped its 7-day winning streak. We'll tell you why in a few moments. But first, to an extraordinary rise in consumer confidence. That's according to Westpac, even amid the pandemic. Westpac's consumer sentiment index rose to a 27-month high, back to a level where optimists outnumber pessimists. Now, this report is closely monitored by the Reserve Bank of Australia when it discusses things like interest rates, so it holds some weight. So for more, I spoke earlier with Bill Evans, the chief economist at Westpac, and first asked him why consumer sentiment rose so much.
By far the most important factor has been the response to the federal budget, but I think there's also this ongoing confidence about the containment of the coronavirus, and there's an expectation the Reserve Bank will cut rates next month. But the budget, I think, has been the most important factor.
Just how has the budget impacted the overall result?
Well, we've been asking a question after each budget since 2010 about whether people feel that the budget is going to improve their finances or not. And up until now, we haven't actually had a majority of people saying it will improve their finances. In fact, the net balance has been a minus 29. But today we've got a plus 9.5. So it's the first time that people believe that the budget will improve their finances. I think there's a bias against budgets in that question. So to get a strong response like that is quite extraordinary, and I think one of the main factors behind this 11.9% jump in confidence.
Does the overall strength surprise you?
Oh yes, that came as a big surprise. It's now 10% above the average that we saw before COVID, and it's risen by 32% now in 2 months. So the combination of success in containing the virus, and now this budget, and now an expectation of even lower rates, they're all conspiring to provide the consumer with a high degree of confidence at the moment.
What's consumer sentiment, though, like around the country, especially in Victoria?
There was a big jump in New South Wales, up 17.3%, and I think that's indicative of the people in New South Wales are very gratified by the fact that the economy remains open, even though they're getting a number of new cases every day. The surprise was Victoria, up 13.8%. So I think what we're seeing here is an expectation of an imminent reopening. If we don't see that, then I expect that those confidence numbers will fall back substantially over the next few months.
What does your survey say about the housing market?
Incredibly encouraging. Housing market is now a good time to buy a house, up by 10.2%, now back to the levels of July last year. House price expectations up 31%, now only about 18% below the pre-COVID levels. And the confidence is right across the nation, including in Victoria. On the house price story, there's even more confidence in Western Australia and South Australia. I think because those markets have lagged for so long, and of course they're the states that have dealt most successfully with the virus.
What about jobs?
Well, that was the one that was the most encouraging and the most comforting for me, because we saw a 14.2% jump in how people see their job security. Clearly, with this fear about the fiscal cliff and the unwinding of JobKeeper, there is this expectation of substantial job losses, and yet people are now expecting that the job market will remain relatively secure. Those numbers are the best we've seen for a couple of years. Let's hope that it proves to be correct.
What do you think are the major risks to consumer sentiment remaining at these elevated levels?
I think the first one, of course, is that this is really a very short-term positive reaction to an unexpectedly constructive budget, and potentially we'll see some of that confidence ease off over the next few months. But of course, the second one, of course, is the impact that the Victorian numbers are having on the overall national number. If we were to see disappointments in Victoria, that of course would also downgrade the numbers going forward. And the 17% jump in New South Wales, of course, that's based on the fact that state remains open and can deal with the new cases it's seeing every day. And of course, the final one, if the Reserve Bank doesn't cut interest rates next month, I think that'll have an impact as well, particularly on confidence in the housing market. So lots of risks out there, But overall, I'm pretty confident that we're seeing a very significant turning point today.
So does this report change any of your economic forecasts or what the Reserve Bank will do?
Doesn't change my view on the Reserve Bank. I think both the Reserve Bank and the government still realise that their target of getting inflation between 2 and 3% and getting the unemployment rate back to full employment is a long way off. So if there's scope to provide more stimulus on the monetary side, then it should be done as soon as possible. But we have lifted our growth forecasts following the budget. So we now see growth next year at 2.8%, up from 2.5%. And in 2022, up at 3.5%, up from 2.7%. Both substantial upgrades in our growth outlook for the Australian economy.
Bill Evans there, the chief economist at Westpac. Now to the Australian share market, which fell 0.27% on the S&P ASX 200 at 6,179, ending its seven-day winning streaks. The banks offsetting gains in the health, technology and retail sector. In fact, some tech stocks like Afterpay Zero and REA Group actually hit record highs. For more, I spoke earlier with June Bailey from Tribeca. June Bay, the market's been trading in the red for most of the day. Why the pullback after 7 days of gains in a row?
Look, are we following a little bit of weak lead from the US and just people are taking a little bit of profit off the table. And really what's really driven the weakness is that the banks, they've done very well for the last few days. And today a little bit of pullback, healthy pullback, as they call it.
Lots of company news around today. So let's start with CSL, a profit upgrade of sorts.
Yeah, look, this company is an incredible Australian growth company. And they have tightened their guidance range to just around the vicinity of 4 to 5%. Now, while as analysts already expecting that type of upgrade, still share price responded very positively to the news.
CSL's in that health space. So let's talk about Sonic Healthcare. COVID-19 is helping that company. How?
Oh, absolutely. Because of the testing, the COVID-related testing is really boosting this company's earning for the time being. We're seeing revenue up 29% for the September quarter. That's unheard of. And the EBITDA is up. The actual profit is up more than 70%. It's an incredible number. But share price is really only just over 2%.
Speaking of upgrades, James Hardy saw one too today.
Yeah, that's amazing. Just demonstrate the underlying momentum and strength in the US housing. Their upgrade implies more than 10% earnings upgrade to their previous guidance. And it seems like there's more to come.
What do you make of the buy now, pay later space? And I ask that because we saw some updates today from both Afterpay and Zip.
Yeah, look, we like the buy now, pay later, but clearly they have performed very well. We are seeing a bit of profit taking in Zip because after the update was very, very strong. And Afterpay today, we're actually seeing a positive share price movement just because AUSTRAC has decided not to go after the company for some of the issues it's looking into.
Finally, let's touch on the banks. We heard from the Bank of Queensland today, a full year statutory profit down 61% to $115 million, but it is paying a dividend. Westpac is consolidating its international operations. What's your feel about this sector?
This sector is looking certainly a little bit less negative. And the fact that the Bank of Queensland is still paying a small dividend does signal a sign that the dividend may well to return in the next 12 months, especially given the recent regulatory changes of shifting the liability of lending. So we think it looks reasonable. And especially if our economy recovers, these sectors will do quite well.
June Bailu there from Tribeca Investment Partners. Tomorrow, all eyes will be on the official unemployment data. Market's expecting a rise from 6.8%, that's the unemployment rate for September, to 7%. So that'll come out tomorrow morning. I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. You can follow me at Business Ricardo on Twitter and Instagram.
This On The Money stream is provided for informational purposes only. The content in this stream should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It's not personal advice and it doesn't consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.